Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study of the book of Hebrews to examine the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I'll get right into it. We had a Bible study here this past Thursday Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. And by the way, we have one every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, and everybody's welcome to come. And I was asked to bring a lesson about the crucifixion, about a time table, if you will, the events of the crucifixion and the resurrection. And I wanted to present the same lesson in a little more detail today that I presented Thursday. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 15. You don't have to turn there. Just listen. Most of you could quote this. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That rightly dividing literally means to cut it straight. No matter what religions or denominations or your mama tells you, or your grandmother told you, we need to rightly divide the word of truth. And that's the subject matter I want to look at this morning about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Just had what's commonly called Good Friday. Again, I'm not here to cause any kind of controversy or anybody getting any mad about this thing, but most people, believers, observed this past Friday as a Good Friday. And I'm not opposed to anybody meeting any day of the week and worshiping the Lord. So let me put it out there. If you want to meet on Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and meet, we'll praise the Lord. But I just want to show you from God's word about why I believe that Jesus Christ was crucified on a Wednesday and not on a Friday. Again, there's some controversy there. Even last night, by the way, I enjoyed the music last night. Wasn't it wonderful? The old Paz, and if you missed it, whoo, you missed it. A good, I hate to call it concert, but they sure ministered to us. And one of the songs, I told the people in Bible study Thursday to be prepared for it. Remember that? I mentioned it Thursday morning because it's one of their number one, songs in gospel music, Southern gospel music. And it's called Come Sunday Morning. And they sung it last night. And I told you, I would just smile when they come to a part of it. And I did, because the chorus goes like this. Because on Friday, the Savior died on a cross. Saturday, it seemed all hope was lost. But soon would be cause for rejoicing, because everything changes come Sunday morning. And it's a great song. It really is. I told the class Thursday morning, I want the Mattinglys to learn that song. It's a beautiful song. But substitute, instead of says, because on Friday, the Savior died on the cross, to say, because on Wednesday, the Savior died. And I just want to share with you this morning again why I believe, not my opinions, but straight from the Word of God, what the Word of God has to say about the subject, about our Lord's resurrection. There's no debate that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. Amen? Amen. Matter of fact, that's the gospel. However, there are some questions about the timing and of the events. And I just want to establish a few facts this morning that are undeniable and unmistakable that we can all agree upon. First of all, turn me to Matthew chapter number 12, verse number 40. Matthew chapter 12 and verse number 40. Jesus is speaking to some Pharisees. While you're finding Matthew chapter number 12, let me just start in verse number 38. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. Verse 39, but he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. Now here, this is what Jesus said. I'm just repeating his words. I'm not making this up, okay? For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly. That's what Jesus said. 3 days and three nights, not just a period of 3 days. 3 days and three nights, that's an important thing to notice. Okay, we'll move on. So shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now, I believe that Jesus said what he meant and meant what he said. We read in Jonah, you don't have to turn there because y'all have a hard time finding Jonah, some of you, you know. It's in the Old Testament. I already have it marked. Jonah chapter 1, verse number 17. Listen as I read this, Jonah 1, 17. Jesus referred back to Jonah. Verse number 17, Jonah chapter 1. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And by the way, I do believe it was a whale. I mentioned Thursday morning in my Bible study. I believe that a whale swallowed Jonah. If the Bible would have said a minnow swallowed Jonah, I would believe it. If the Bible would have said Jonah swallowed a whale, I would believe it. I just believe God's word. And so I take this very literally that God prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. Jesus said it was a whale. Anyway, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Very important as we begin to walk through this morning, that there's some undeniable, unmistakable facts that Jesus said it, and in the book of Jonah, it mentions about, again, 3 days and three nights. Now, in the crucifixion, and you can turn here, I want you to see this in Mark chapter number 15. Turn me to Mark chapter number 15. Verse number 25, while you're finding your place, again, let me just share with you this something that's may be confusing to some of you as we move through here. Okay, the Hebrew people, the Jewish people, their day begins at 6 p.m. We need to establish that fact, okay? Not 12 midnight. We look at the beginning of a new day at 12 a.m., the Jewish people, even today, Danny was just over there, their day begins at 6 p.m. And it ends the following. And by the way, that's scriptural because in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 5, and it said, in the evening and the morning were the first day. The second day says, in the evening and the morning were the second day. The evening and the morning were the third day. You get the principle here. So in the minds of the Jewish people, their day begins at 6 o'clock p.m., not midnight. So that's an important fact that we have to understand. When we're reading these things, we're going to read here, Mark chapter 15, verse number 25. Jesus is placed on the cross. It was the third hour, and they crucified him. Now, the third hour, they take it from in the morning. At 6 a.m. was the first hour in the morning. So the third hour, it says here in Mark chapter 15, verse number 25, that we see that Jesus Christ was placed on the cross at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's unmistakable. It's undeniable. We see that. Okay? And then down a little bit farther in verse number 33 in Mark 16. And it says, now when the sixth hour was come, darkness was over the whole land until the ninth hour. So get the picture. At 9 o'clock in the morning, Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross. At 12 o'clock, which would be the sixth hour, darkness fell over the Bible said the whole land, I think just covered all of Israel and maybe even farther. Something happened. God turned out the sun, and I won't get into that. But anyway, until 3 o'clock, which would be the ninth hour. So you see those time elements, they're unmistakable, undeniable. Mark 15:33, darkness was over from the whole land. Now, continue thought, turn me to John chapter 19, verse number 31. I want to see these hours, whether you think it's Wednesday or Friday or Thursday, whatever you do. These are unmistakable, these hours. 9 o'clock, he was crucified. 12 o'clock, which was the sixth hour, darkness came. At 3 o'clock, he died. Okay? In John chapter 19, verse number 31.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday, April 29th at 6 p.m. to hear Brian Free and Assurance live in concert. That's this Saturday, April 29th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.